My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Morning.
Good morning, Kenny.
It's good to see you.
Hey, you know what?
Good to talk to you.
It's great to be here and not in that pitch black house where I had to tiptoe.
Are you
like a little mouse?
Are you?
I had to tiptoe because no noise machines. How did anybody have kids and operate?
It just dealt
before
with it.
We had all technology.
It just woke them up and the kids had to sleep through it. Now we do it all the entire opposite
way. Incredible.
Everything's done for children.
It's absolutely incredible.
You are so. The odd thing is usually it feels like my power is kept together with like a piece of gum. And like if the gum becomes dislodged, that's it for the entire neighborhood. And it's 3 days. Like everything's gone. You're losing everything. Get used to it. And we've had like the generator conversation with me before. I think I know what Fix My Life is going to be later on today. But your power is still out, right? You're in Bay Village. Your power's out. So did you shower this morning? Did
no.
you get the shower?
No.
Shower. So you stinking.
Oh, yeah.
Tons Lots of stinking, everybody.
Lots of cologne.
Ah, what kind?
I think this is Prada.
Prada. Yeah. Wow. Outstanding.
Yeah. A lot of spraying at all sorts of orifices. Just kind of
now. How does
one
that,
over here, did you one just, over here.
Did you just not shower because you're in the dark, or what did you do?
Because
my water still worked when my power was out. I just didn't get any hot water.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I wasn't going to do the cold shower.
Come on. The Lyndon Johnson 55-degree cold shower.
I'm always amazed.
You got to have it.
I'm amazed. You know, so many athletes, like, they show off being able to do the cold plunges and the tanks and getting in. And I just saw, I think it was, do you know Bob Maneri is? He's the guy
that does the voice?
Yeah, yeah.
And the announcing?
And Dana White was going to pay him, like, $20,000 to do 12 minutes. And I don't know if he ever pulled it off, but he looked miserable 30 seconds in. I can't even do a cold shower. I can't even do it.
I think your body can get used to it. I mean, cold showers aren't necessarily the norm. I don't want to do a cold shower all the
time.
Some
people have no problem doing them. Zero problem. I don't know if that's got to be. That's all mental, right? It's 100% mental.
Like if I have to, because you know how I am, I'm basically Iron Mike Sharp when it comes to cleanliness. Which, looking at me, people don't think so. But I can get in and get out and deal with it because I need one so badly. So if it happens and I know I have to have the sense of cleanliness, then I will get in and deal with it and get out. And it's not a fun experience, but I'll do it. And I figure, like, if I were you, I would have put a flashlight up and kind of had, like, the spooky element in the bathroom.
A flashlight.
And then I would have done
it. That would have been nice, a flashlight.
You don't have any flashlights.
Kenny, we are so...
What about your phone?
That's all I had.
Oh,
that's all I had was that we were looking for...
You don't have any flashlights.
I used to. I don't know where it is.
Oh, brother.
I've moved so many times. I have no idea. And you just realize These are the times. As much as I may have some choice words for some people decked out in, you know, certain camouflage and, you know, see them on TV, you know, Proud Boys or Oath Keepers. I see them and I might have some words for them. These are the people that are ready. These are the people you need times like this. Because I am not ready.
Interesting.
I am not
it's
ready.
It's a weird way to take it, but we'll take it that way. That's fine. Judas Priest. I did see. Now wait a minute. The roof got blown off the Brook Park Rec Center over there. We're talking about building roof stadiums over there in Brook Park. We're not off to a good start here, folks. Anyway,
hopefully so it's not the same construction.
We are keeping an eye on all this situation. So you didn't have any. You didn't have any flashlights or nothing?
I think she eventually found one tucked away. We're just so not ready. We had our cars charging our phones. Think about the absurdity
in West
of
Park,
that. In our cars
oh
running.
Oh, my God. In West Park, we had our power go out. Now, we were renters at the time. Mike Fail, great landlord. Wonderful landlord. Good
one
man.
Of the good ones.
One of the good ones. Not a slumlord. Good man. And our power went out. And it was like one time. I think it actually might have happened in Tremont. The building went out. And Liz just went bonkers with it. And now we have a whole arsenal of things at our disposal. She's got this. I said before the show, she's got this battery pack thing that looks like the trap in Ghostbusters when they throw out there. And it's got like all these like different sensors of how much charge is on some of these things. So you plug in your devices. And we have the... I have a couple of flashlights. I got one in my truck. I got one of the flashlights that you plug in. And so, like, the battery's, like, never ending, so
perfect.
You don't have to replace the batteries on it. Those ones are good. And that one's great because you, like, you unzip it, kind of. You pull it out, and it's got, like, a big, like, dome light deal on it. So that's really cool. It's got a strobe just in case you get yourself in trouble. That's a good – you got to – Tone, you got to invest. You got to get on Amazon like right now.
Oh, that's
or
what,
get to Granger or Harbor Freight or something like that and get
after
it.
She said the minute we get any power again, she's going to be ordering because we're just totally cold with our pants down.
Yeah, I can't. I'm going to forward you some products here. This is what I'm doing. I don't care about Brandon Ayuk. I don't care about anything else. I'm going to forward you. I'm going to get the Lima set up. It's going to be great. Yeah, Liz got on the Amazon last night because she got on the Alexa because we were – we were going to have football practice, and I said, hey, there's severe thunderstorm warnings. Do you want to push it back? He goes, I think we're just going to cancel, Kenny. I go, okay. I mean, Bill Parcells wouldn't have canceled, but whatever, fine.
Yeah.
And then tornado
How
warnings.
How much do you want it?
Tornado warnings came through, and they were like, okay, better cancel football practice. So once the tornado warnings came through, Liz made an announcement. He goes, all children to the basement. And so they're all in my office, and we're dealing with it, whatever. And then it passes over. And it was all the stuff gets brought out just in case. Like, it's like, put your phones on the chargers because you don't know if the power's going to go out. And then it all goes back in. So you bring it all out and you put it all back in. Some people have a cardboard box. You can do that. Some people have them on different levels. You can do that. It's always a great time. It's great to be prepared.
The cardboard box?
Yeah, people have like a cardboard box and they pull it out and there's a bunch of stuff in the cardboard box.
Yeah.
Or you can have a tote. Or you can put it in a certain drawer, or you can put it wherever you want. That's the fun. Just, preparedness is fun in your own house,
well,
brother.
You've had the family longer. You've had these responsibilities.
Brother. Yeah.
Whenever this happened to me, I would just drive somewhere and go to someone's house who did have power, and that's just
you can't do that now.
That's just not part of the game anymore.
You got two kids. You're in imposition.
Yeah, boy, I'm kind of terrified knowing, they're very reliant on us, and we are not ready, so I need to get ready.
The last time...
We actually be a functioning dad.
2 years ago...
What are those?
There was the situation we had on the east side where it was gone for like 3 days, and it happened over the weekend, so it like happened on like a Thursday to a Friday. Remember, I came in here, I did the show, and like the kids were up, and we sent them to my in-laws out in Canfield, and so we sent them out there... Which I always say Youngstown because people here don't know necessarily where Canfield is, even though it's close. But anyway, I sent him out to Canfield, and like I was like home alone like during the weekend. Sweat my ass off the whole thing and just dealt with it the whole weekend until the power finally... They came home on Sunday night, and the power finally came on that Sunday night. But I was like throwing things away as we go because I didn't want the stanking going on. That's always a tough thing. The generators going off all over the neighborhood.
I can hear them. I go outside. I'm like, they're prepared. They're prepared. They're prepared. They're prepared. I'm like, we got to make friends with these neighbors.
Yeah.
We got to figure out what's going on over here.
Yeah. That's It's what you deal with. So there's almost 200,000 people without power right now from the last thing I saw.
That's a huge number for this area.
In Cuyahoga County.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In Cuyahoga County.
That's a massive number.
Yeah, that's a lot of folks. So I think Cuyahoga County has a lot. Geauga County has a lot. I think Lorain has some.
So that's the question.
Maybe Lake has some.
You know, we are so big into streaming. Stream us here, stream us there. It's year 2024. The old radios, the old transistors, right?
Those are fun.
Are they listening to us today?
Transistor radio?
What could we throw out there to find out if people are actually listening to us today? And we always threaten for coming in hot. Like we say, if you guys ruin coming in hot, we're going to throw out this question, and it could be Summer Hack Topic
How
Series.
Do you want to do it?
It could be very controversial. It could be something LeBron-oriented.
How do you want to do it?
It could be political. Do you want to ask people who they're going to vote for? Let's see if we're really on.
You really
want
to do that?
Yeah, why
you really
not?
Want to do that?
Why not? Let's have some fun this morning.
216-474-0092. Who are you voting for?
Let's go, Mitch. We'll start out with Mitch. Who are you voting for?
We have the Quinnipiac poll, and we'll do the Lyman-Carbon poll.
Straw poll. I love
it. We're doing the poll. Here we go.
You know what? This is when you do it. You know what? This could get picked up by Network News. This could get picked up by one of them.
Well, we have four guys call in and say they're all voting for the same person.
Very, very unscientific, but the No Power Carmen and Lima poll this morning, so-and-so is in the lead, and there is momentum.
Considering how coming in hot goes, I think it's going to be decidedly heavy to one person.
Boy,
there.
I thought about that. I thought about that last week. Do we have a contingent of our audience that goes away for coming in hot? Because I find it very, very interesting.
Oh, they're getting in. Here they
there's,
come.
There's certain people we don't hear from in coming in
what
hot.
Do you mean? Oh.
But we might hear from them if we have other topics. So I'm very
interesting.
Curious. Yeah, I'm very curious.
Well, no, we get a guy every single Friday who calls it, usually every single Friday, and does Let's Go Brandon to you.
Which, didn't hear from him last week. Is that bit over?
Maybe he's on vacation. I don't know.
That bit can't just be over.
What?
If you were loving the Let's Go Brandon stuff just because he's not running, he's still the president right now, I think. Is he?
Yeah.
He is? Okay, he is. Okay.
Yeah.
Just making sure.
It says president underneath his name.
I'm making sure. It's pretty big things going on in the Middle East. Maybe hear from him. Okay. Well, hey, let's go to the phones.
We doing coming in hot at 6 o'clock on Wednesday, or are we doing coming in hot at 9:40 on Friday? 216-474-0092. You really want to ask this guy who he's voting for? Robert in Euclid, who are you voting for?
Oh, Trump, for sure. Not even close.
Fake news.
He says not even close.
Not even close.
All right. What were you going to say, Robert? What else were you going to say?
Hey, listen, I lost my power last night, and I listened to an old transistor radio with my batteries last night. I listened to your show, your station all night long. I listened to, you know, the girl that's on in the middle of the night, and it was okay. I mean, I have no power. What am I going to do?
What's the food situation, Robert?
Well, here's the thing. The day before I went to the grocery store, so I'm probably going to lose a bunch of things in the refrigerator and freezer. There's no doubt about that. But the good news is, you know, my daughter is graduating from college. She's living downtown now, so it's just me that's going to lose everything.
Oh. Well, at least she doesn't have to lose.
But, you know, I'll tell you what, my dad died last year, but he always had a transistor radio with batteries in it for this type of thing.
Yeah,
and I just picked that up from him, and last night I pulled it out. I was sweating like crazy, but I was I didn't sleep. I listened to the radio all night, though, at least.
Lima, Robert, how old are you?
60.
Okay, Lima, you don't have a do you have a transistor?
No.
Every man has
Bernie
a transistor.
Does. Yeah, Bernie
every,
does.
Every, yeah. You should get it as a wedding gift. I'm serious. Robert knows it.
Yeah, but really seriously, on a positive note, you got to vote for Trump, man.
I mean, he's
Robert,
making a case.
Thank you for the call.
Robert's
the
making
call.
A case right now.
Tony in Mansfield. Tony, who are you voting for?
Trump, for sure.
Two nothing.
I mean, let's be
Might
honest.
Might have the state locked up. I think he does.
Man, what else were you
let's wait
say,
for a
Tony?
Debate at least. Can
what
we get a debate? Let's
say?
See what these candidates have to say.
Do you have a transistor radio, Tony?
There can't be a debate. But anyways, I mean,
do you have a transistor radio?
No, my father-in-law does. He's my neighbor, but we Tone, you got to get on the generator and stuff, man. I mean, you can get good deals on them. You gotta get hooked up, especially with the kids now. You gotta make it happen.
Okay, let me ask you this, Tony. Obviously, you can get carried away. You can get the whole house wired up. You can have it with the natural gas.
Yep.
I mean,
yep.
Do I need to go that far? Do I just need?
Okay. So here's the thing, right? So I have four kids. I'm 34.
Ooh.
Now you can get a backup generator, right? That can run the whole house without spending $10,000-$12,000 on like a Generac whole home generator,
mm-hmm.
right? You can have an electrician come and wire it up for you. Obviously, I didn't mind myself, but you can get it done. You can buy one for like $2,000 and have it all installed, wired in correctly, you know, for probably $3,000. That's fairly, and even if you just do backup.
Okay.
Yeah. I just did mine. I went to Harbor Freight. I got the Predator generator, inverter, the 9500.
Tony,
it's just
Tony. Yeah. Tony,
can I just
Tony,
pay
Tony,
Tony to come
Tony.
Over.
Well, that's kind of where Tony might be getting at. Can I ask you something, Tony?
Yes, sir.
When you tell people Harbor Freight and they start going after you for going to Harbor Freight,
what's
you
get wrong so with Harbor Freight?
You say no, Harbor Freight and they go crazy.
No, I'll explain it. Right.
Yes.
So I've been a union construction worker for 15 years, and mechanic. Harbor Freight had all they did basically on their Predator engines is they bought the patents off Honda. So it's the same exact generator as a Honda. It's just the patents were expired and they bought it. So it's they're really, really good engines. You ask anybody, any mechanic about the Predator motor themselves. Now their tools are going to be a little bit cheaper, but they get the job done, right?
See, I've never had
Tony.
You see, you're hitting it out of the park. And
Kenny,
I thank
did
you
they
very
get
much
the job done?
They get the job done. Tony knows that. My neighbor will rip up and down about Harbor Freight. You know why? Because he has a whole set of Milwaukee tools and he played four times as much. That's why they do it. Because no one wants to feel like they're getting ripped off. So they sit there and they thumb their nose
gotcha.
At a place like Harbor Freight.
Gotcha.
It's like,
yeah, once you buy the good stuff, quote unquote.
Like, listen, if I were not a mechanic and I had to take my own tools from things, that, you know, if I was moving jobs and I had my own tool chest or something like that, maybe it'd be a little bit different. But some of the stuff that I've needed where I'm like, I'm not going to need this all the time. Why do I need to? I have a Sawzall. Unpaid testimonial, guys. This is not leading into a live read or anything. I got a Sawzall. Which is like just a carryover word for it. It's not what it is. It's like it was $19.99 from Harbor Freight. I've used it at least four times a year over the last decade.
Wow.
Ain't let me down. So you say whatever you want. You want to get your tools anywhere else, fine. You go right on ahead. I'm not going to rip anybody for going to Harbor Freight. So there you go. You got two guys right off the rip. They say they're both voting for Donald Trump. What do you think, Tone?
They've made a compelling case. I might have to think about it. I don't think my vote will matter in this state.
You're going to weigh all the options,
now,
aren't
maybe,
you?
Now, okay. Now, maybe a split ballot. You know, there is a pretty big Senate race.
Ooh, interesting. All right.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Norse Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Norse.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.